Psalms, week one, day three, the music of the Psalms. We read in Apocalypse Revealed, number 279, that songs were for the sake of exalting the life of love, and the joy derived from it is evident from the following passages. First in Psalm 98, O sing unto Yehovah a new song, make a joyful noise unto Yehovah all the earth. Resound, shout. Psalm 149. Sing unto Yehovah a new song. Let Israel rejoice in his Maker. Sing psalms to him. The topic of those two verses is celebration and worship of the Lord. Then from Isaiah chapter 42, sing unto Yehovah a new song. Lift up the voice. That one is about the Lord's coming. Then from Isaiah 44, sing, O ye heavens, shout, ye lower parts of the earth, resound with singing, ye mountains. This is a new church together with a new heaven. Then from Psalm 81, shout unto God our strength, cry out to the God of Jacob, lift up a song. From Isaiah 51 and 52, gladness and joy shall be found in Zion, confession and the voice of singing. Isaiah 12, sing unto Yehovah, cry out and shout, O daughter of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Those three passages are celebration and worship of the Lord. And lastly, from Psalm 57, which is a glorification of the human of the Lord, or its union with the divine, my heart is fixed, I will sing and sing psalms. Arouse thee, my glory, I will confess thee, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing psalms unto thee among the peoples. We read that psalms were written to be sung and also played on instruments. Continuing with Apocalypse Revealed 279, the reason why a song also signifies glorification, which is confession from joy of heart, is because singing exalts and causes affection to break out from the heart into sound and show itself intensely in its life. The Psalms of David are not anything else than songs, for they were played and sung, and therefore were also called songs in many passages. Apocalypse Explained 3:26. For this reason, many kinds of musical instruments were used in sacred worship with the Jewish and Israelitish nation, some of which had relation to the affections of celestial good, and some to the affections of spiritual good, and to the joys therefrom, respecting what was to be proclaimed. Celestial good has to do with love to the Lord, and spiritual good with love toward the neighbor. To these was added the singing of songs, which gave form to the agreements of things with the sounds of affections. Such were all the Psalms of David. Therefore, they are called psalms, from being played on instruments, and they are also called songs because they were sung. Arcana Celestia 8337. Formerly in divine worship, many kinds of musical instruments were employed, but with much distinction. In general, by wind instruments were expressed affections of good, and by stringed instruments, affections of truth. And this from the correspondence of every sounding thing with the affections. It is known that some natural affections are expressed by certain kinds of musical instruments, and others by certain other ones, and that when a fitting harmony joins in a chord, they actually stir these affections. Those who are skilled in music are aware of these things and make suitable use of them. The cause of this fact arises from the very nature of sound and of its agreement with the affections. Men learned this at first not from science and art, but from hearing and its exquisite sense. From this it is clear that it does not come from any origin in the natural world, but from an origin in the spiritual world, and accordingly from the correspondence with things in the spiritual world of those things in the natural world which flow from order. Harmonious sound and its varieties correspond to states of joy and gladness in the spiritual world, and states of joy and gladness there arise from the affections, which in that world are affections of good and truth. From this, then, it can be seen that musical instruments correspond to the delights and pleasantnesses of spiritual and celestial affections, and that some instruments correspond to celestial affections and some to spiritual affections. Questions and comments. Number 1. Of the passages quoted in AR 279, which ones sound most like exalting the life of love and the joy from it, as the passage says? There are songs in Isaiah and other parts of the word, as well as in the Psalms themselves. Number 2. Thinking of the sound of instruments, can you hear how the sound of wind instruments corresponds to love, while the sound of stringed instruments corresponds to affections of truth? Number 3. Would our worship services be improved if we had more skilled singers and musicians on various instruments, both wind and stringed, contributing to our music? We do have beautiful recorded music. Number 4. How do you think it affects our worship that our primary instruments are piano and guitar, both stringed instruments, as compared with organ, which originally, at least, was a wind instrument?